Bazzasto's Meditation. The thorn found its spot. Slap bang in the tip, the index tip, right hand, which takes the root note of any chord and points the way of melody. A spriggan tip, half curved in arthritic willingness to work and please, to indicate across the glaring bay, the dip behind a village, the narrow eye and simple words squeeze to sound a larynx of day, a surrender, a giving way. That is the hamlet which bears the name beside my dates in registers and accounts. Who knows now why we moved? I dunno if they came by road or by boat across the bay, under their nose and magistrate's gaze of the mount. Wasn't to improve their land, that's for sure. I look over there. Now and then, I stop my ranging round and sit just here to stare over the water and light. If I could, I'd stop a cormorant, buy it lunch, and ask it what it knows. Oh, I have seen them, stealthy and quick, just above the waves, slip unperturbed from harbour rock, marker of Spanish graves, to thump, thump the air, and bear a covert signal, a coded cipher scroll, reports of observation. For none can know the mind of navigators, skippers and traders, on occasion inquiring for direction, sepulchral Tudor caps and wide-brimmed Puritan mitres, darkly haloed to shade the earnest faith from salt spray and inquisition of the sun, and fresh from Newland shoot to be gone, to argue and article a republic out of buffalo plains and tribal burial grounds. None but a cormorant watching on the rock can know such things. I have always ploughed as my father's father always inwardly vowed, around the upright stones, and paid my tithes in labour to clear the yard of garlic, to ease the digestion of ghosts whose endless suppers of clay fill the silence with suggestion, and passing the time of dawn-drained dusks, kneaded and turned into urns and eternal tasks. I take a clutch of flowers to my queen of kitchen's domain, to pouch beneath her chin, in case the old woman who came a-calling had left behind some fragment or fingerprint of original sin. We've had a car since 23, for market and the bank, and driving brides to weddings, and to wave au revoir to the marching khaki rank. The dread of telegram, the coming home and healing of an unseen sleepless scar, and silence behind the plough, the harvest of anxiety, the inner crying neck, the hope of fortune from a wreck, temptation to go to sea, a glance across the Maui, enough to know all's well. There's peace and quiet and numbness down there in speechless hell. The bugle, the leaded list, and the name I share with the dip behind the village across the bay, over there, not in the solemn column. Despite the means and encouragement of friends, I have never been, never ventured on the Sunday drive, to meander unfamiliar yet back of my hand lanes, to stare through bars of bramble gates into eyes of windows, over gables and flaking fascias, under slates, to see old generations move behind the nets, bring water and towels and lower boxes over stairs. It was not far away, but yet it is a world away, a world at least. And if I went, what would I find? not so much between the posts of gateways, which one of mine undoubtedly set, to speak with many-ear eloquence to any and all who lean, or lift the harvest latch, or call the fattening fortune home. What would I find? Beneath the garlic pouch, the corner patch of celandine, left for Spriggan's moonlit dance, for lucky corn and dry September straw. Myself, I fear, and others too near to be mere brothers, sprites and echoes, cold breaths of seasons measured in lichen letters across a lurch of slabs, of epitaph verses, of dates and biblical names, a line perhaps of Deuteronomy or Ezekiel or Revelation, along the foundation strip of a northern isle's narrow, stained depiction of crucifixion and ascension. The truth of exile across the bay, its reasons beyond the A and nay, reasons indeed to go anywhere but there, that dip behind the brow of Mousel in the nape of Curnow's neck. Despite, or perhaps because, my reluctance brings me here to show you what is of little use to you, though I could never visit or wander among the graves, or inhale the gatepost spirit or mutter under the eaves, though I know it's there and centuries lie between us, though it feels like yesterday how time circles its square, I'm glad I have always had it in my circling sight. For some day, or rather night, I might creep away and return to look across the invitation of this bay, to land which bears the clay of my hand. And thus, trapped, I might pass back and forth, five bars latched between twin posts and shut to keep the restless self grazing and lying, waiting for rains that turn the blood to water, which drains to freshen the harbour, to signal to an apocalyptic cormorant the moment to begin its covert flight. That's where I come from, and over there a cousin, pointing along a crooked finger to declare, "That's where I come from, over there. That's why I come here, to sit quite still and stare."